Greetings, my name is Reski Daoud, and I'm the lead analyst at MIA Risk LLC. I am also the editor of the North Africa Journal. Today is July the 2nd, 2019, and this audio video podcast is an update on Algeria. The Algerian military has clearly lost its capability to maintain a reasonable level of objectivity. Its senior command, currently directed by General Gaye Saleh, is now in an intense panic. Such panic mode translates into an extremely dangerous situation that risks not only destroying the Algerian Republic as we know it, but it could turn the Algerian territory into yet another focal point of outside forces, from the likes of the UAE to the jihadists, where they would wage yet another of their proxy wars. And we now have the Libyan template as a clear indication on how this proxy war could be prosecuted and what can happen should Gaye Saleh and his generals continue on this road. Now, the Algerian military, that is the military command, has done everything it could to undermine the peaceful nature of the protest movement. But everything they used so far did not work, as it did not elicit a violent response from the Algerian people, as the senior military figures hoped so, to justify sending troops to the streets. They have arrested a bunch of former regime operatives, former corrupt ministers, etc., and business people. People said that was not enough, and people say they want all of them out. They try to elicit fear over the Islamist terror threat, and the people rejected that. They talked about a foreign plot. Everyone rejected it as well, and they said there was no evidence of it, insisting that the protest was domestic in nature. They arrested people carrying Berber Amazigh flags so as to sow divisions that it eventually backfired on them. Now, Algerians are welcoming and embracing their ethnic differences and will not allow the military regime to divide them as such. In another attempt to drain the energy of the protest movement, the military regime has upped the intensity of its action and is now arresting people right and left, dozens of them, people who are outspoken and people who simply carried placards demanding a civilian government. And that include a famed 86-year-old war veteran who was arrested just recently. So they are using intense violence to intimidate, to scare, obviously to incarcerate people for having their own opinions. But then again, what is the end game of these actions? What is the purpose of the military command? Imposing a dictatorship a la Sisi? Well, this end game will obviously never work, because Sisi, like him or not, has had a major base of support within the population to endorse his coup d'etat. In Algeria, the regime has none of that. Who do they intend to govern? Put 40 million people in prison? So logically, the situation of the military regime in Algeria is simply untenable. But it is going to hit very hard. It's already doing so, and it will hit harder in the coming weeks. Question is why? Well, because as in any wounded animal finding itself in the corner, it will inevitably fight back with rage. It will bite back without any doubt. So we have to expect a pretty nasty reaction going forward. But then the question is, why are these two dozen or so generals so keen on getting themselves and their country in trouble? Why are they doing this? Well, part of the answer relates to who these people are. One thing has emerged clearly since the start of the Algerian protest movement on the 22nd of February. The Algerian ruling regime comprises of two blocks. Think of two concentric circles, one inner circle, call it the circle inside the peripheral circle. The peripheral circle represented, still represents, the public-facing personalities of the regime, those tasked to administer, to manage, to rule, etc. The member of this syndicate, I'll call it this way, were and still are prime ministers, business tycoons, governors, or as they call it in Algeria, walis, party chiefs, bureaucrats, heads of public media, etc. The whole structure. They were the face that the public saw day in and day out, and they made a lot of money. Many of them are now obviously in jail because the protest movement forced the hidden core, the inner core circle, to show up, composed of 24 or so generals and probably a few civilians, mostly generals, however. The core has taken the initiative to sacrifice the periphery of its for its own survival under the pressure of the public tsunami. The members of the core syndicate did not anticipate the longevity of the protest movement, so they went from sacrificing the public-facing individuals to starting a brutal crackdown on protest figures, from simple kids carrying Berber flags to vocal old historical figures that everybody listens to. The generals have now unleashed a counter-revolution of sort for many reasons, but one of them is to prevent any democratically elected government to go after them and throw them in jail for corruption. Now indeed, the first thing an elected president will do, should do, is to completely reshuffle the military command so as to place his trusted men and avoid what happened to Egypt's Morsi when the military ousted him. Now in Algeria, most of these generals, they happen to be men, rule like emperors, in particular those in charge of the military regions, which they see as their own fiefdoms. No one can talk to them. They are above the law, and all business activity has to be approved by them. So experts on Algerian affairs have even implicated the corps spokesman, that is General Gaid Saleh, Algeria's de facto boss, who they say has been cozying up to the United Arab Emirates and has a lot of things in hidden or hiding. Now this people, that is the core, are clearly exposed, and like an exposed core of a nuclear plant, their exposure is going to hurt badly. They will not leave until they wreak havoc on the country and the region. In short, they are now in a state of war. So how does the protest movement react in light of this solid wall from the generals that they're facing? The best approach so far is to maintain pressure and to never, ever, ever resort to any violence that would allow the generals to hit hard. That would be a pretext, and that would be silly to do so. There are already rumors that army troops would be deployed soon, just like the generals did in October 1988. We don't have any evidence of this happening, but there is no doubt that the most extremists of these generals have this kind of intervention in mind. There are two critical dates that observers are keenly watching. July the 5th, this coming Friday, marking the 53rd anniversary of Algeria's independence from France. The date coincides with Friday, which will mark the 20th week since Algerians took the street to demand the ousting of the regime. Most analysts are predicting another tsunami of people demonstrating against the core of the regime, and a few believe that the army could use the occasion to hit really hard. I don't believe so, because the 5th of July anniversary may be too important for the generals to start trouble. The second date is the 9th of July, also this month, when the mandate of the interim president Abdelkader Ben Salah, another remnant of Bouteflika regime, officially ends, making Algeria at that point a country without a constitution, without the rule of law. This constitutional vacuum will be a major problem for the generals, because up until now they have insisted in their narrative on a constitutional solution to end the crisis they created. Now, without the constitution, what happens? They could resort to violence. So what's ahead for Algeria? Well, the better question is how to fix this mess. Well, the first thing the generals need to be aware of is that they are clearly exposed. Everyone knows who they are, and everyone knows their intention, and their intention is to save their position using whatever means, including violence. Their problem, clearly, is that they have zero public support. They sure have the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Sisi, probably France too, but their political resources in Algeria have completely drained and vanished, gone. They have no media support, beside a few remnants of the old regime that are like the state TV and Mujahid newspaper and Shab and all these publications that really no one reads or watches, or at least no one takes them very seriously. That was different in Egypt's General Sisi. He had a massive infrastructure, an infrastructure support that gave him some legitimacy, and many Egyptians' hatred to the Muslim Brotherhood of the late Mohamed Morsi did help cement the Egyptian army's position. None of that is happening in Algeria. No single segment of the population is with the generals. They jailed billionaire businessmen, they jailed veterans of the Franco-Algerian War, they jailed kids, children, women, they are rejected by the Islamic scholars known as the ulama. Who is endorsing them? Well, the answer is no one. Their control of the media, and in particular the social media, is absolutely ineffective, in fact, non-existent. Beside the support that they're getting from the UAE, it's not much. The internet is inundated of anti-general postings, articles, YouTube videos, tweets, debates that basically show the generals are alone and ineffective in waging a modern public relations campaign, a PR campaign. They don't have communications capability, no strategy, no tactics, no outspoken figure, no convincing argument, nothing. How do you win a battle of the minds if you do not have the tools to reach the masses? So my message to the general supporters: you are betting on the wrong horses, I can guarantee you that. Isolated from their people and the world, there is a strong likelihood that the generals would resort to extreme violence. Such move could help them stay in power for a bit longer, but the long-term prospects for them is undoubtedly bleak. Firstly, most are either pushing 80 or older than 80. Secondly, the divisions they will create within their own military will make them prime target of younger officers who will not go along with their destructive plans. A divided Algerian military does not bode well for the region when it comes to regional security. That may be what some Gulf monarchies want, chaos, but it's not gonna work. Now, there is a way out of this mess. If the generals fear that their future and those of their children can be or are in jeopardy if a democratic system takes place, well, the solution is through a compromise. I am personally in favor of letting the corps generals go without any fear of retaliation or legal jeopardy for the sake of peace and stability in the region. I believe that protest movement and its political figures must signal their willingness to compromise on that front and negotiate a transition that would allow the generals to retire without any risk. This is an idea that's unlikely going to pass. It's an idea nevertheless. Thank you for listening.